Saga of the Beast by David Annandale. Part 2, The Brotherhood of Fate, performed by Tom Alexander, Charles Armstrong, Gareth Armstrong, Ian Brooker, Andrew Fettes, Jonathan Keeble, Colleen Prendergast, John Rand, and Richard Reed.
Blood for the Blood Lord!
The fighting is far from being done. This war is only truly just beginning. That seems wrong. It should be ending, along with so much else. But things have not ended, nor has my saga. My saga of ending. Ragnar spoke to us. He told us he was called to meet his fate. We believed him, but we did not fully understand the import of what he announced. We felt the touch of shadow. There was grief over the horizon, but it was not one that could be comprehended until it rose and eclipsed our sun. No blow can be experienced before it falls. And there was joy in the beginning, too, for some. The joy we all know of promised battle, and the battle that was promised was a great one, one to be remembered until the wolf time itself. Ragnar declared he would meet his fate, but it was not so simple. He could not depart without the blessing of the High King of Fenris, Logan Grimnar. Sigurd accompanied him, but waited outside the hall of the Great Wolf to be summoned. Alone in that sacred space with Grimnar, Ragnar crossed the floor of the Grand Annulus. Logan Grimnar sat on his throne, which was set upon the slab of the Champions of Fenris. Ragnar took his place, standing two slabs over on the mark of the Black Maids. The young king faced the Great Wolf.
You wish to mount an expedition?
I must.
Oh, you must, do you? Is that what is most pressing? I shall tell you what is most pressing, Ragnar Blackmane. The need to muster every warrior from Bloodclaw to Longfang against the massing greenskinned swarms.
I am not turning away from that threat, Great Wolf. I am called to another.
What threat could be greater than the one we face?
I did not see the face of the enemy. I do not know the name of the beast. But I was tempted in the Underverse. The tempter urged me to join you instead of meeting my weird.
That is no small thing.
I cannot turn from my fate.
None can. And I do not ask you to try. But it is not required that you hasten its arrival. Our fates and our duties are not in conflict.
I agree. It is not just the fact it is my fate that calls. It is its nature. There is a beast who threatens everything. What I saw in the Underverse was clear.
Clear about the nature of the threat?
No. Only its scale. Great Wolf. If I try to turn from my fate, I am turning from my duty. The beast must die.
We do not lack in threats to the galaxy. Not in these dark times.
And so we must have the wisdom to know which foes to fight first. The weird calls me to make an end of this monster.
Ah, oh, that Ragnar Blackmane calls for us to be wise. Is a sign indeed. And what of the cost?
It is the cost we all must pay. How terrible would the cost be if I tried to turn away? You say I want to run to my fate. Yes, I do. I feel its rightness in my heart. How rare a gift to know what is coming, and that it must be. How much more glorious to greet it with a joyous battle cry. If I tried to avoid my fate, and the beast were victorious, what then? How great the shame.
I grant the truth of what you say. But there are other issues. Do you know where you must go?
Not yet.
Then what is the purpose of this discussion? The greenskin threat will not wait for you to comb the galaxy at random.
There was science in the Underverse. Sigurd has been engaged in divination since I told him what I saw.
How does he feel about this task?
He is less than eager. He shares your misgivings. But he has been searching for the answers I need.
Has he been successful?
I believe so. I agreed to seek your blessing for the mission before he revealed what he had learned. He waits without.
Then let him enlighten us. Wolf Priest! You are summoned!
Great Wolf.
Approach. Tell me, what is your opinion of Blackmane's determination?
I would prefer he not go. Our fate is what it is, but that does not mean we must purposely seek it out. It will find us when the appointed time has come.
You echo my thoughts in this instance. Yet you do not dispute the truth that he has received the call of the Weird.
I do not. The call is real. But I have concerns. I have reservations.
Which is why I want you with me on this journey.
As the Great Denier?
Yes. My judgment is not always faultless.
On that, we can all agree.
You will temper my excesses, Sigurd.
You mean you expect me to try?
That might be a better way of putting it, yes. And I cannot find the way without you.
And so, not for the first time, you would have me at your side, so you can do the opposite of what I advise.
As I said, I need you to find my path.
What of that, Wolf Priest? Have you divined Blackmane's path?
I believe I have found the first part of it, yes.
Where is the beast?
You saw a fissure in the sky. That, we can be certain, represents the Cicatrix Maledictum.
And the beast was on the other side of the fissure.
Exactly.
That does little to narrow things down, if the threat is in the Imperium Nihilus.
I think so too, Great Wolf. The other important sign is the temple that Blackmane beheld. It remained stable in its form.
That it did.
You described a statue on its dome.
I did. It was a hero slaying a beast.
Such a temple exists. It is on Kres.
Kres? Oh, the name is a painful one.
I do not know it.
It is not one that has been uttered in a long time. It is a shrine planetoid. It was under our protection. It was not of strategic importance.
Was.
It went so many centuries without coming under threat that it received little attention.
The records I consulted show it went dark with the coming of the Great Rift.
Yes. Presumed lost, along with so much else. But it was under our protection. Its loss is a failure and a shame. It is little remembered.
Yet you say it was under our protection.
Aye. It was impossible for us to save it, yet that in no way diminishes the shame of its loss.
It should not be forgotten.
It should be more than remembered, Wolf Priest. It must be avenged.
Aye, brother. And it seems its moment has come. Kres is an omen indeed.
One I cannot divine fully.
No, it is where this journey begins. Where the Colossus awaits.
Very well. I see that the Weird does not merely call. It blows a great horn. You must go.
Yes, I must.
I can only spare you a small force. The Greenskins are pressing too hard. You may take the frigate Thok's Spear and a few small packs. Choose your companions wisely.
I will.
We have fought side by side many times. It grieves me that this will not be so this time.
It grieves me too.
And so, do we now learn that the defense of Fenris was the final time you were to be my right arm? When we part today, is it to be farewell?
When glory awaits, can there be such a thing as a farewell?
He called for volunteers. We all stepped forward. This was to be his most fateful journey, his fated journey. Who would not want to be at Ragnar's side? Yet the Great Wolf had decreed most of us could not. Most of the great company of the Blackmanes would be leaving Fenris to join the struggle against the orcs. A few, though, a chosen few, would embark on an odyssey whose end we simultaneously knew and could not guess. I was among the first to be among the elect. There was a reason for that. He had a burden to place upon my shoulders. A burden I carry still. He found me in the Armorium. I was working with forge serfs on repairs to my armor. The effort gave me focus. It gave me temporary relief from the thoughts that had been troubling me since the battle on the edge of the shore of the World Sea. Thoughts that had grown only darker since Ragnar had returned to us from the Underverse. At least the work was supposed to hold the thoughts at bay. The thing is, I was barely aware of what my hands were doing. The task was too familiar, too automatic. My meditations were too insistent.
You are as gloomy as the day, Alred.
I am thoughtful. That is not the same thing.
In your case these days, I think it is. What are you thinking about?
Many things. How I failed you on the battlefield, for one.
I have already told you that you did not.
I could not reach you. I am one of your Wolfguard. If there is one thing that should never be beyond us, it is to be at your side.
You were fated not to. Do not blame yourself for the actions of the Weird. It was necessary to have the vision that came to me. And it only came because I was in the jaws of that demonic beast upon the cliffs. You had to fail, brother. You had to fail for a greater success.
Perhaps, and that thought too disturbs me.
There is no pleasing you, is there?
Yes, there is. When I do as honor demands, I am pleased. When I do as a Wolfguard must.
I expect to see you rejoicing drunkenly tonight. I need you with me now.
Thank you, my Jarl. I am as grateful as I am honored.
I have a particular task in mind for you, Ulrich the Bard.
You have but to ask, and I will see it done.
Memory of our journey. I need you to compose its saga.
Ah.
So gloomy. Can you no longer sing, brother? Have you lost the gift of verse?
I can still do both.
Excellent. I had to be my own chronicler in the Underverse, and I am relieved to have that duty pass on to someone better qualified. Whatever happens, whatever we encounter, this I know. There will be material for a great saga.
Whatever happens.
Yes, whatever happens. I will have it all memorialized, brother. I will have it all celebrated. This will be a grand journey. It will become a grand tale. A tale for the age and for every age. A tale to shake the feasting halls when the Allfather's reign encompasses the galaxy and the last traitor has fallen.
I must ask you something in return, my Jarl.
Of course.
I will do as you desire. I will compose the saga. In return, will you let me do my full duty?
Meaning?
I will be your Wolfguard to the end. And that means doing everything in my power to ensure there is no end.
We cannot defy the Weird. We are following my thread to its end.
Even so, I will fight. I will not accept that nothing can be done.
Oh, don't worry. I too will fight as I never have before. We go to slay a great beast, Ulrich. And we will. We do not sail into tragedy. We sail to glory and to victory. You will be inspired, Skjald.
How could I not be fighting at your side?
To your arms, then. Prepare them for a battle that will blaze like a new sun. And then walk with me. Be at my side as we gather our brotherhood.
Ragnar called me gloomy. I denied it, but he was not wrong. That was not my usual state, though. I was troubled by what had happened and by what loomed before us, and you see me today as we all are. But I was not truly the gloomy one, not then. That honor went to Thorfinn Doomseeker, as it always had.
He will be in his cell. He rarely comes to the feasting hall.
He has been a lone wolf for a long time.
Centuries. It has been centuries since he lost his pack. Centuries since he carved the names of his lost brothers in runes on his flesh. You will have no difficulty describing him in your saga.
His face is truly a living memorial to the fallen. Darkness lies in its etchings. The darkness of perpetual grief and the endless need for vengeance. Why do you want him in our number?
Because he understands the cost of destiny and its loneliness. Thorfinn Doomseeker, I would speak with you.
My Jarl.
Thorfinn sought redemption in blood for those he had not been able to save, and ultimately the honor of rejoining them. That would be the only peace he could ever know. In his cell he kept a shrine, built of what remained of their weapons and armor. He surrounded himself with the lost. They were his true company, and would be until the end.
I have come to have you join your quest to mine.
You honor me, my Jarl. I thank you for accepting my request.
You are not truly surprised, though, I suspect.
I had hoped.
You were there when my first vision came high above the world sea, I believe.
He was. We were there at each other's sides.
I saw the air tear.
Then you saw the first workings of fate.
I will, to the ends of my thread, my Jarl.
And your thread has been a long one.
So may it be, until my vengeance is complete.
Would the destruction of a beast that threatens the galaxy complete it?
It might well.
There was a light in Thorfinn's eyes that I had not seen before when he answered. I understood then that of us all, he would be the one most eager to find what waited for us at the end of the journey.
We are brothers in fate now, Thorfinn Doomseeker. I have not advanced toward doom before. You have been marching in its direction for centuries. I will value your brotherhood. You will have insight into this march that I cannot have yet. I am too newly on the path.
I do not know what I can offer. But it is yours, my Jarl. I will walk this path with you in eagerness.
Good. Good. We shall feast and drink well together. We will stare fate boldly in the face and make it blink first.
Ragnar had Sigurd accompany us when we left the Fang. There were still a few skirmishes occurring on the cliffs above the World Sea. The enemy had been defeated, but pockets of traitors, with no hope of retreating from Fenris, fought to the end. In the Thunderhawk Stormwrath, Ragnar took us to one of those fights, knowing where to find the warrior he wanted.
Ah! I told you Starkhead would be here. You can see him at once, even from up here. Take us down.
With covering fire, my Jarl.
No need. The work will be done by the time we land. Look at him, brothers. He is a wind ripping the traitors apart.
Why the Wolfen?
He was with me at the moment of my vision. He was the closest of all, and he fought the first beast of this odyssey with me. Do you need any more signs, Wolf Priest?
He is savage, even by our standards.
His rage is the opposite of your caution. We will complement each other well.
I think you're mocking me.
Only a little.
Is his rage the mirror of yours? Are you creating a pattern of balance in your packs?
Does the scheme suit the composition of the saga?
Doesn't hurt.
Ah, now that is the spirit, Aulet. Make it a good tale. Make it one to be told over and over, especially when teller and listeners are drunk. I smell the blood of traitors. This is a fine slaughter. I do believe he's done.
He and his pack have left nothing for the rest of us here. Let us join him.
Starkhead!
My Jarl.
You have had a good hunt, I see.
The enemy bleeds and dies. That is good.
We hunted well together not long ago.
Against the demon beast.
What did you see when it died?
Light. It blinded me. It burned without marking.
You saw nothing else?
Roaring. I heard roaring.
Roaring that did not come from the engine we destroyed.
It roared from elsewhere. From far away. A greater beast. A greater prey.
And the weird calls to you too. It is time to hunt that prey.
A last hunt.
If it is, a grand one.
I will hunt with you.
You will?
Together our rage will tear the throat from the beast.
You are enjoying this, my Jarl.
Shouldn't I? I thought Thorfinn would be solemn enough for us all. But I see you are intent on being his rival.
You would prefer I was silent?
Of course not. I need to hear your counsel and your concerns, Sigurd.
But yes, I am enjoying this. I am about to embark on a grand odyssey with my chosen brothers. How could I not be cheerful?
The brothers that you choose as your immediate warband are fitting a pattern. Beware, young king. Do not trifle with the weird.
I don't know what you mean.
The way you are selecting us. You are playing with omens, Ragnar. Symmetries and balances have greater meaning than the proper construction of a saga.
I concur with my brother. Be careful of the use you put me to.
What do you think, Starkhead? Am I recklessly tempting the anger of the weird?
My kind knows fate's hand. Better to laugh at it and hunt well.
I agree. Absolutely. Brothers, I plan to face my destiny with all my pride, all my strength, all my fury, and yes, all my arrogance. And the force that will hunt the beast will be one shaped by fate into this spear that will pierce the monster to the heart. That hand of destiny touches us all. It is not mischief or perversity that decides my choices. I am guided by fate. We shall be a great spear, and by the All-Father's grace, it will fly true.
Ragnar and I went to his quarters, where his wolves, Ulfgirn's Rangir, rested. Their patience in waiting for their master was, I think, greater than any he himself possessed. He knelt, greeting them as equals, wolf to wolves, and brother to brothers.
Ulfgir, Svengir, for you two, there was never any question about coming. You are already part of the hunt, whether you know it or not. But you do know we are one pack, hmm? Oh, yes. that you know profoundly. Do not ignore them in your chronicle, Ulrid. They have already played an important role.
My Jarl?
They were with me in the Underverse.
How is that possible?
It isn't. It was images that had their shape. You will have to ask Sigurd to explain what the wolves who accompanied me were and what they meant. Perhaps they were part of me. Perhaps they were formed from my memories. I don't know. But they have behaved just as Svangir and Ulfgir do.
Were you there, brothers? Did you support me against the Colossus and the Beast? Did you run with me between the crashing mountains?
Maybe so. Maybe you were there. Honor them, Ulrid. Make sure you do.
I will. My Jarl.
We are sorry to intrude upon you in your quarters.
Yet that isn't stopping you.
It's all right, Ulrid. You are Odger and Brynjar? Blood close off the pack of Hoster's spear?
We are, my Jarl.
Their eyes shone with pride and gratitude at the fact he knew them without hesitation. And that was one of his gifts. I had long known that he held the names of every battle brother in his company in his memory. All of us did. But that didn't make the act of recognition any less precious.
What brings you to see me, Odger and Brynjar of the Hoster's spear?
We come to plead with you, young king.
Take us with you.
We know only a few can come.
And we know we are not more worthy than any others.
But you have made this effort.
We would do anything to have the honor of being on this hunt with you.
You are truly brothers, aren't you?
Twins, my Jarl. We were both recruited from the Glacier Nomads.
We were among the last to be.
The emptiness of Fenris weighed upon us. We thought of the tribes of the Hearthworld, liquidated by the Inquisition and the Grey Knights, because of what they had witnessed during Magnus's siege.
A poor reward for their bravery in their fight against the traitors.
So you're newly Bloodclaws, then?
Not without names for themselves, though, if I am remembering the last few feasting hall brawls correctly.
I will answer any slight!
You mean you have little or no control over your temper, Odger of Hoster's Spear?
Well, that is...
And what about you, Brynjar? Does your blood run as hot as your brother's?
Not quite, my Jarl.
No, but your judgment needs some work, doesn't it?
You rushed in when you shouldn't have last time, little brother.
And leave you outnumbered 10-1, even if the fight was your fault.
Anger and recklessness. I know those two qualities very well.
More symmetry.
Yes, Ulrid, more symmetry. More patterns. How many more signs do we need to see that everything is unfolding as it must? My determination to face destiny is met by confirmation after confirmation that I am acting as my weird demands.
So many omens could also be a warning.
Hardly, when they are so clearly propitious. Be glad with me, Ulrid. Leave the auguries of doom to Sigurd. I know well enough what it means when fate declares itself. But we have glory to reach to, and we have a galaxy to save. You did not see the greatness of the beast or the reach of its destruction.
I understand. I hope you can understand that I am still part of your Wolfguard. My duty remains to prevent the fated end. Rejoicing is difficult.
That is fair. I will remember that. In return, promise me you will chronicle the joys of this odyssey too.
I swear I will.
Odger, Brynjar, as for you, my blood claws, you will be in my pack. You will be my joy in the hunt.
Thank you, my Jarl.
You have nothing to thank me for. Your place in this brotherhood is destined. Look how your arrival is paired with my wolves. The patterning of fate is too clear to ignore. With me then, young brothers. With me, and we will slay the beast.
And so, one by one, Ragnar chose us. He assembled the brotherhood of his fate. A small group of packs to accompany him on the journey to the darkness, to the Imperium Nihilus, where the monster waited to sever his thread. We'll be right back.
approach to Kress orbit complete.
Scanning commencing.
Not much to see.
We will look until we see what we must. A thick atmosphere is hardly going to stop us. This is a trifle to the sons of Fenris. This is nothing to we who have fought through lava and ice.
The atmosphere of Kress was more than thick. It was an inky mass in perpetual storm. It was a dark welcome after our journey through the Immaterium. The warp, too, had been in storm. It had howled against Foxspear as if in revolt against the Lance of Destiny. Our frigate had made the first part of the journey successfully, though. The system where we had arrived was as close to the Cicatrix Maledictum as one could be, without being dragged into its maw.
There it is, brothers. The Great Rift. It is a monstrous wound indeed. A rip in the void beyond the cold blue light of Kress's sun.
An impossible horizon. A place where the void ends and where the end begins.
Well spoken. You should be a scout.
It is the barrier between what is left of the Imperium and the tragedies of horror and ruin on the other side. Oh, that it was a foe whose throat I could tear out. That would be a fine thing.
Scanning.
Kress was the only body in the system that had ever been inhabited. It was the largest moon of a gas giant, a storm orbiting a greater storm. The atmosphere was black, lit by cascading flashes of lightning. The breaks in the clouds were few and brief. From low orbit, the little glimpses we had of the surface were of grey, always grey. Those were the tombs, the sepulchres, the monuments and the temples that covered the entirety of the moon.
Poor but breathable atmosphere. No signs of habitation yet.
Finding one particular temple is going to take time.
We do not have an eternity, Sigurd. Auspex, how low is the cloud ceiling?
Estimated average of 1 mile, my Jarl.
Too low for a useful perspective from gunships.
Do we have much choice?
We can narrow this search, perhaps.
There may be hints in what you saw in the Underverse that we have not considered yet.
Perhaps.
Are there any further details you remember about or around the temple?
Yes. Yes! The temple was always above me. No matter how the land changed as I fought the Colossus, the temple was always above.
A high elevation, then.
Yes. Auspex, give us a topographical scan.
At once, my Jarl.
That still won't give us much detail.
It might give us enough.
Initial topographic picked on starboard screen, my Jarl.
It's been worn smooth.
There are many millennia of tombs there, Thorfinn. Millennia of building and tearing down of the mountains for stone.
There is still one feature. A prominence over the southern pole. Shipmaster, take us there. Anchor off the highest point. We will begin our search there.
We made anchor over the South Pole and focused all our scans on that region. The vortices of storms were particularly fierce there. They frustrated the efforts of the Auspex array. The young king paced the bridge, his impatience growing. Just before it would have snapped, there was a momentary fragmentary break in the cloud cover. The scans produced an imperfect pic of what was below us. It was enough.
There it is. The temple.
Your eyes see more into that shape than mine, my Jarl. I see a round shape, blurred at that.
I wouldn't see more than you if not for what I witnessed in the Underverse. The image of that temple is clear before me, and I see the echo in that pict. It is below us, Lone Wolf.
Then the Colossus should be too.
Signs of movement, Auspex. Energy readings.
No movement, my Jarl. Scans for energy are hard to interpret.
Put them on the port display.
At once.
That's a lot of activity for a depopulated world.
Something is going on down there.
Yes, but the discharges have no clear pattern.
We can't tell if there is a storm or something else on the surface.
But Sigurd is right, Ulrid. The Colossus must be present in some form. Ready the Thunderhawks, then. We will descend and meet the foe.
A descent. The first true step. If the Colossus waits below, then the road to destiny is here and there is no going back.
Listen to yourself. You are already on the road. There has never been a choice.
Embrace this, Ragnar. Rejoice in what comes.
We dropped down in two Thunderhawks. Ragnar and his warband in the Stormwrath, while the supporting packs were in the Morkai's Fang, to provide covering fire when we landed. The turbulence hammered us as if Kres itself were trying to hold back the march of fate. Can any of us say we are glad it did not succeed?
Dropping below cloud level, my yard.
And the weather is no better. Well met, Kres, well met!
Yeah, indeed, kin of mine!
We flew low over the tops of mausoleums, vaults, and shrines. Millennia of constructions and burials had created an unending necropolis of tombs upon tombs. Walkways ran between crypts on hundreds of disjointed levels. The actual surface was deep below, almost invisible, like the bottom of crevices fissuring glaciers. The clouds roiled down at us, furious to see their prey escape their grasp. There seemed to be hardly any distance between the uneven, mourning stone below and the angry sky above. Ragnar stood in the open doorway of the gunship, a wolf defiant of the gale, his gaze fierce as he searched the way ahead.
There is the hill. The temple is on the peak. I recognize the dome. The statue disappears into the clouds, but I can make out enough of it to know it is the one I saw in the Underverse. There lies our goal.
Understood, Wolf Lord.
I joined the young king and saw the hill, a skull covered in hard growths.
Where are you, Colossus?
Where are you?
The temple is surrounded by mausoleum towers.
Their roofs will be wide enough to land on.
Did one of those towers just move?
It did. For it is not a tower at all. It's a titan. Take us down! Take us down!
It was a warlord. Motionless, obscured by the clouds that wreathed the hill, it had been invisible at first. Another tower among towers. Now, it lurched forward.
See its corrupted form, Alred. Rehearse it for your saga.
Yes, my Jarl. Twisted horns and spikes grow from its body and limbs like a plague. Its plating is dark, blackened and pitted by time and evil. Its battle horn howls as if it were trying to find the full expression of its madness.
That is the staff, Ulrich! That's the staff!
It's opening fire!
Brace! Get us down behind the tombs!
Flight controls, I'm responsive! Prepare for impact in 3, 2, 1!
Out of the wreckage, Blackmans! The hunt begins! The hunt begins! Morkai's Fang, keep your distance. Draw the Warlord's fire, but do not engage directly.
Understood, my Jarl.
We have found your Colossus.
And it will die here, as it did in the Underverse. Blackmates, we take the walkways down some levels. Remain unseen. We will keep the tombs between us and the Warlord until we are ready to attack. We make for its feet, as Ulfgeir and Svangir did in the Underverse.
It missed Morkai's Fang! It is firing at random, shooting the entire landscape.
It senses that we are coming for it, but it cannot see us. Ah, that's right, monster! Your doom approaches.
It is firing at the temple!
Oh, Father's bolts! If it destroys that now,
it cannot harm it!
You are correct, Netherlock. What protects the structure? That is not a void shield turning away the fire of a volcano cannon.
Perhaps it is the weird itself. The Colossus in the Underverse tried to stop me, but it never touched the temple.
It may be that it could not.
It turns its wrath upon the Necropolis again.
It will hit us through sheer luck with enough time.
Time it will not have, Lone Wolf.
We are going to bring it down.
We are.
Good. Let us find its blood.
Indeed, Wolf. Let's.
How did you kill it in the Underverse?
By getting close enough to stab it in its foul heart. It unleashed a consuming fire.
What is the burning heart of a Titan?
What else but its power plant? Let us put the pattern to the test.
The tombs are giving way beneath it.
It is unbalanced, Brynja. This is our chance. Attack, Blackmage! For Russ!
For Russ!
Leap, brothers! Leap! Yeah!
Like ticks on a mammoth.
It was enough to fell one Colossus in the Underverse. Destiny lead us through this one. They remember snapping at the monster's heels in the Underverse, don't they, Sigurd?
Perhaps they do.
The hatch is sealed by metallic growths. Planting melted charge now!
And so we bite at this monster. Our fangs tear at it like the wolves in the Underverse. Very good, Thorfinn.
Charge ready!
It walks again! Hold fast!
My hand hold writhes. I cannot!
Brynja!
I have you, brother.
Now grab hold as I swing you up!
I have it. This treacherous metal will not pull from my grasp again!
Morkai's Fang, draw its attention. Do it now, Thorfinn.
Breached! The monster is ours! Inside, brothers! Inside!
I'm half surprised there are still stairs instead of bones in this lake.
There is flesh, though. The walls drip with sinew.
The flesh of the walls reaches for us. It does bleed.
And it will die, Starkhead.
What is that? God! My eyes!
Everything is blurring!
What sorcery is this?
Are we still in the lake?
The stairs above us had turned into a web of passages. The orientation kept changing, as if we were in a rotating sphere. The space was too great to be the lake. The flesh of the Titan was wrapped around the rotten iron of the catwalks and staircases. They led nowhere and everywhere. The single climb had become an indecipherable maze.
There are forces here that seek to deceive us.
They're doing a good job of it.
The Colossus seeks to block my path, even when inside its very being.
If we must choose, then let us do so. One way is as good as the next.
Restrain your brother, Brynja.
We gain nothing by waiting, Wolf Priest.
We lose everything through recklessness. Look closely at the large flaps of flesh hanging from each section of the walkways.
Wolf belts.
Worse than that.
They are all the same.
The ruinous powers seek to entangle you in your own fate. We can pursue our weird endlessly without ever reaching it. The inevitable made unreachable.
This trickery will not stop me, Sigurd. I have seen my path to the very end, and Frostfang and I will not be blocked! There! I will cut through an infinity of such pelts, if that is what it takes!
Wolf brothers, did you share my visions of the Underverse? Go then!
tear at the throat of this madness!
Sigurd, we're going to leap into nothingness!
No, Otgar. They see more truly than we do.
The wolves launched themselves at what seemed to be nothing. Their jaws sank into invisible flesh. Truly, they did tear the throat of the illusion. They ripped open the heart of the maze.
They are climbing nothing, Ragnar!
It merely seems so, Brynja. Let us give them our faith and follow.
I am climbing nothing!
But the darkness is solid. This path was concealed, and therefore is the true one.
Gravity is all wrong, Sigurd. I cannot tell if we are ascending or not.
The movement of your legs tells you, Utgard. Ignore the lies of our senses. Trust the truth of our actions. Look, we are triumphing over the delusion. It is dying. The metal of the false stairs is crumbling. The maze crumbles to dust.
Duh! So all the routes were wrong.
Yes, Utgard. All the choices we were given were lies. The correct decision was to take none of them.
The walls are returning! The space is real again!
Beyond this door is the torso of the Titan. Thorfinn, blast us through!
At once, my Jarl!
There will be enemies on the other side. We cross this threshold to assault the space beyond!
We entered the main Enginarium sectors of the Warlord, and we found ourselves in a cathedral of ruin. Walls glistened pink and blue, and gave birth to new demons every few seconds. The spaces were wider and the ceilings higher than they should have been. Here, even more than in the legs, the Titan seemed to be transforming into a living thing. If anything so tainted by the demonic could be called living.
Tear through the abominations!
The demons were pink in hue. They had uneven numbers of limbs and horns. Some were obese, some more lithe. They were all of the same monstrous kind. As they attacked, the gaping jaws gibbered words. We could not understand them, though we sensed the presence of awful meaning.
You are doomed to destruction, abominations! Taste the judgment of Frostfang! You cannot stop what has been decreed! You perish for nothing! Get off me, you pink atrocity! I have no patience for your kind! Press on to the power plant!
Does one still exist in such evil?
There will be a heart, no matter how tainted, and I will pierce it!
The Sworn's spare arms are all pointing in the same direction!
A lure or a warning?
Perhaps what they seek to protect.
Yeah! A doorway!
That is no door.
An opening in the wall where there should be access to the power plant.
It may be their trap.
When they keep streaming through it, a poor trap. And if it is, they will regret having sprung it. Forward! Concentrate fire around the opening. Punch a hole and hold them back. Give me the chance to reach the center. Hold fast to your souls! Resist the sorcery! Be your wrath, brothers!
We will not succumb! We, the Sons of Rus, never to be changed!
I am there, brothers! Hold them off!
What do you see?
A shaft of some kind, Wolfbeast. There is a rip in the material. Demons are pouring out of it and climbing up.
That is no heart that we can destroy.
No. Oh, Father, curse you abominations!
Fall back to us, my Jarl! You cannot defeat them alone!
There must be another heart. One I can stab. Oh, help me, Ross. Show me what I should see but cannot. Ahead! The Princeps and the Moderati are the true heart of the Titan! How did I not see it before now? Upward, brothers! We must get higher!
There! To the right of the portal! I see a staircase!
Where? I see nothing there!
It was there a moment ago! My shells tore through a demon and into the doorway!
I believe you, Bloodclaw. Shift all fire to that point!
There it is!
Yes! We are shedding another delusion! That is where they do not want us to go! Forward, Fenris the Elder! Up! Up! Yes! Now we'll see. I have your mercy, Colossus.
I see the door to the head!
It's opening for us.
You're all too welcome.
I will teach the traitors to fear us, Mayal! For the Old Father!
Hold, Bloodclaw!
Brynja!
Our pack had slowed as the door opened, but now we rushed forward again, Ragnar leading us to aid our reckless brother. In the cockpit, he was held by the horror the Princeps and the Moderati had become. There were still vaguely human forms in their thrones. The bare shapes, corrupted echoes of what they had once been. But the bodies had mutated and spread, the flesh overspilling boundaries of the thrones. The three traitors had turned into a single being, and then continued to spread until every surface except the viewport was covered with a thick layer of skin. Eyes opened and closed in it, mouths snapped and sang, a hideous chorus. Thick ropes of muscle had grabbed Brynjar. They were covered with teeth that ground through his armor and tentacles that pulsed with a sorcerous light of warp fire.
Father, take you!
The blast of warp fire drove us back a step.
I am here, brother. You are not alone. No!
The horror ripped Brynjar apart and consumed him, adding his body to its mass.
Brynjar!
I am your vengeance, brother! Sigurd!
The lightning of the Old Father strikes you, abomination!
Yes, Sigurd, yes! You are the consuming fire of my vision! Oh, I have you now, Colossus!
My Jarl!
The horror is mine! You will release me, and you will die! You were always doomed, Colossus. You were in the path of the weird. My weird. You never stood a chance.
The wolf priest's lightning had given the young king the chance he needed. The monster could not withstand the fury of the attack, but as it died, its psychic death throes became more and more violent, spreading throughout the body of the warlord.
The Titan will not survive long enough for us to get back down.
Then we leave now.
Brynjar, my twin. I have failed you.
You have failed no one. Rise, brother, and avenge him with the blood of your enemies.
So it shall be, my Jarl.
Now, let us leave this cursed engine. The viewport will be our exit. The dome of the temple is not that far below us. Once more, leap with me, brothers! Slide down to the ground. Take cover. The Colossus dies, brothers. It dies.
must strike the temple!
We mark the loss of your brother, Rutger. Our brother.
He would be pleased by the size of his funeral pyre.
The temple is damaged, but the entrance is open.
It is time to learn why we are here.
We do, my Jarl.
A cheerful song. I hope you will do better, Skjalt.
You should not jest, Ragnar.
Why? Will doing so change my fate? Onward. I would find this singer.
This is an ancient place.
Yes. I feel the weight of its past. Its spirits are old. But the sign of the wolf is upon these walls. Whatever temple this is, its allegiance is clear.
The corridor opens up ahead.
We entered the domed central chamber of the temple. In the middle of the floor, carved from a single stone, was something that appeared to be both altar and throne. A woman sat on it, draped in wolf pelts and rune-embroidered robes.
You have come at last, Ragnar Blackmane, bringing endings with you.
Who are you?
I am Ulhild Fatesinger, and I have been awaiting you for a long time. Please, come closer. I have not spoken in centuries, and I would welcome the company before the last rest comes upon me.
Centuries? She isn't old enough.
Isn't she?
She seemed much younger from a distance.
She was. Her hair has turned white since we entered the chamber. She is aging by the second.
I am glad to see you, Ragnar Blackmane.
How long have you been waiting for me?
Millennia.
All father's bones.
So, the Titan is destroyed.
It is.
My jailer, my fellow prisoner. Then all has been accomplished but my task.
Which is to show me the way to my destiny.
Good. You understand. Yes, that is my task. My single, great, and final duty.
How does that come to be? How have you been here so long?
Long ago, I foresaw the coming of Ragnar Blackmane, and of his battle with the beast, and of the barrier that would stand in his way.
The Cicatrix Maledictum.
Yes. So much that I have seen without seeing, known without feeling. The wars and agonies of the Imperium passing in age after age as I sat in this chamber.
You were held prisoner here by the Titan.
I was.
So powerful a guardian for a single human.
The power was not in me, but in what I foresaw, in the prophecy I held. The ruinous powers have fought hard to prevent this moment.
I saw the Titan try and fail to destroy the temple.
It was trying to defeat fate itself. The Weird has decreed that I should show you the way, Ragnar Blackmane. This has been decreed by a force stronger than that abomination. It could not kill me, and so it became as much a prisoner as I was. But now it is no more. And I rejoice to feel my strength ebb away. When my task is complete, I will rejoin the Old Father. Attend me, Blackmane.
I am listening.
The nature of the beast you must fight is hidden from me. I have tried through the long centuries to see beyond the veil that conceals it, and have failed. There are great forces with which it is in league, and they block my sight. I perceive its ferocity, its menace, and its threat to all. I see, too, where it awaits you.
Tell me where.
One nemesis must meet the other on Kronga.
Before the coming of the Sigatrix Maledictum, that would not be far from here. Now, it is on the other side.
You must fight the beast, Blackmane. You must fight it very soon.
As fate decrees, my will commands.
But we cannot cross the Great Rift. Not here and not soon.
There must be a way.
There is. This, too, I have seen. And it is the reason I have lived until now. It was decreed that I would show you the way. Leave this system, making for the rift on a path of the strict galactic north. This moon is the guidepost for the route, and why I have been waiting here. Follow this path, and you will come to the Simpligades Gap. There, the rift narrows. There, its storm alternates with calm.
The crashing mountains.
Choose your moment wisely, Ragnar Blackmane. Pass through and meet your fate.
I will. I swear it.
Then, I am done. There is no more waiting. The task is fulfilled. Beast and wolf, warp and wolf, weird of fire, endless path.
She turns to dust. Honor her, brothers. Think upon Ulhid Fitzinger and her achievement. Upon the power of fate.
We are approaching the coordinates for translation to the warp, my Jarl.
Auspex, scan on screen.
On screen, my Jarl.
It is as the seer said.
But look at the cogitator's estimations. The periods of calm are so short, they are not long enough for us to pass through.
We will enter the warp and not escape.
You sound very sure, Wolf Priest.
I warned you when we encountered the Maze and the Titan. You can pursue your destiny forever. It will remain your fate always unreachable, your existence reduced to the hunt with no end.
Why doubt the path now? I trust the seer.
Do not be so eager to find your end, brother.
Do not counsel retreat, brother.
He must, when it is madness to advance. If we enter the Simpligades Gap, we will be destroyed. In one way or another, we will fail in our duty.
Enough! Which duty is that? The choice was made for me long ago. And it was made for the rest of you when you joined your thread to mine. The Seer of Kress did not wait through the centuries for us to hesitate now. We shall pass through the Simpligades Gap. Fate demands it. Shipmaster, engage warp engines. Take us in.